College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn in for Hugh today. And of course, Luke Nichols behind the glass. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls, which of course, again, I take zero blame for this today. We had a friendly conversation with Elliot. We haven't seen him in a while. We asked his take on the list, and then it became the Jalen Hurts thing. That's what happens.
Don't get mad at us. Like, if this board here were filled with Ben Simmons in your top five of the last quarter century, the home run derby, the ABS, Kyle Schwarber, those are the calls and conversations we'd be having.
We
what the board says here, Jalen Hurts. Hurts versus Josh Allen. Hurts debate. What do you want me to do?
We want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. All right, before we get back to that, though, the Commanders are one of the more intriguing teams in the league this year, obviously, after what they did last year and in the Eagles division. I think they're a huge threat this season. Kyle, you don't think they're as much a threat, but we can agree on this.
Yep.
If they're going to be a threat, they obviously need Terry McLaurin out there as their number one receiver and best offensive player to go along with Jaden Daniels. Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on here with Terry McLaurin thing, and it's not good for the Commanders. All right, let's hear Ian Rapoport first here, Luke. Rapoport talking about McLaurin and the Commanders not seeing eye to eye in this next contract.
Not seeing eye to eye yet. And, you know, rarely do we see deals done on July 15th or July 14th. Like, we saw three huge deals done over the past 2 days. Usually right up against the start of training camp is when these things really kick into gear and when the deadlines end up creating deals. The Commanders are not there. So just because Terry McLaurin does not have a new contract yet doesn't mean he is not going to get a new contract. You mentioned some of the numbers. My understanding, he wants to be in the 30s. And judging by his stats, 30s makes sense. And the fact that Garrett Wilson, on his first big deal, obviously much younger than Terry McLaurin, but on his first big deal, got more than $32 million per year based on new money, you'd think that would be good news for McLaurin. We also know that he is pretty serious, right? I mean, he was not there at a mandatory minicamp. He spoke today to reporters, many local reporters and some other people who were there to listen to his words. He sounds serious. He is obviously not happy. Commanders want to get this done. You really do have to think, Tom, that this will get done in time. These receiver deals are getting to a point where they are so massive, teams have to make absolutely sure you want to lock a guy up before you do so.
All right, so he's not there and he's annoyed. Let's hear from him. You know, Rapoport kind of alluded to that he spoke yesterday. Let's hear from Terry McLaurin, who's obviously not happy with the situation with his contract and the Commanders right now.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up until this point has been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be.
You know, I hear that a couple things. One, I think I need another month or month and a half of him not being there, and then I'll start to get like, oh, maybe this is going to affect things. I still think they're going to re-sign him. But Kyle, I do, when I hear that, I'm like, other than the Reddick thing, which I think the Eagles didn't want him here anyway, this never happens. Howie never lets this happen. Could you imagine AJ or Devontae on July 15th, a week before camp, saying, I'm frustrated with the team? They would never let this happen.
No, and by the way, for Washington's side, I don't understand the incentive for them not to do this. Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal.
I know.
They have money.
The only theory I have is that they're waiting still to see the TJ Watt or Hendrickson market, and they're trying to wait for the money. Like, I still think they're going to sign him no matter what they do, but maybe like they want to see how much they got to pay this guy before that guy. Because I agree with you. There's no logic to like, hey, we're a Super Bowl contender, or at least they think they are, right? They were close last year. He had a cheap quarterback. Like, why wouldn't they just pay him?
But then what message does that send to Terry McLaurin about how much he's really valued?
Well, that could be an issue,
you know?
Too.
Like, well, so I don't know. I got my eye on the Commanders this season, the whole training camp stuff with Terry McLaurin. Like, I'm not getting good vibes. Like, I'm not getting the vibes that the Commanders are about to just build off of necessarily what they did last season. I think they had a lot of fluke wins.
A lot of close games.
Yeah, and when you're a team that wins games like by the skin of your teeth a lot, you know, you get regression in the mean. That tends to flip the other way. Not fully buying into the Jaden Daniels thing yet. I need to see it a little bit more. I understand the magnitude of what he did as a rookie, being a rookie, taking him to the NFC Championship game. But we've seen this before. And, you know, you have your one end of the spectrum, the Patrick Mahomeses, who remain great. Mm-hmm. And then you have your CJ Strouds. I don't know what that's going to be with Jaden Daniels. I didn't view the Commanders offseason as something where I'm like, wow, like that's turning a lot of heads. They got Fat Debo.
Tunsil was the best
thing. The best thing they did. And he's a lineman.
Yeah.
They're pretty old. And I don't think their defense is that scary. I don't think they've improved their defense insanely since last season either. Just if I had to pick one candidate, I guess a sleeper candidate, but maybe not. I wonder if other people feel the same way as I do. But if I had to pick a team to take a big step back next year and surprise everybody, it would be the Commanders. I'm not buying into them this year. I'm not.
It could happen. I am worried about them and think they... I mean, look, no one's won this division in back-to-back years in forever. So, like, they're the obvious team that you would think... I mean, they're the second team in the division. And they have a great young quarterback. But it could happen. I mean, would it shock me if they either didn't make the playoffs or got knocked out in the first round? It wouldn't.
And
they're in the title game last year.
They're going to have a tough schedule, too.
Of course they are.
I mean, think about it. Like, they have basically the same schedule as the Eagles, but the second place version.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, who knows, maybe the second place teams will prove to be better than last year's first place teams that we have to play.
Yep.
You know, you just never know with things like that.
This segment brought to you by Meineke. Get your AC tuned up for the summer and road trip season. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Let's go to Clarence in South Jersey. Clarence, what's up?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Clarence. What's up?
I'm just going to make a point about Jalen without saying he's a Super Bowl champion. How many coordinators has he had?
Well, quite. I mean, if you go back to college, a lot. If you go to just the NFL, it went from Sirianni calling plays to Steichen to Johnson to Moore to Petullo. So we're on five now.
Okay.
Here.
How many coordinators has he gotten head coach's job?
Well, two. And I actually left out Doug, who was his coordinator slash coach his first year. So throw Doug in there, too, for his first season. And he's gotten the two guys' coaches' job, right? Steichen and Moore.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, second point is his best season, 22. Do you think had he kept that coordinator, he would have put up the same numbers?
I think it would have helped a lot. Like, you're talking about if they didn't lose Steichen in 23, I think it would have helped a lot. Yep.
Absolutely. And the 23 season, the coordinator was overmatched. And it showed as the season went on. If you watch every Eagles game like I did, you were screaming at the TV. First down, they're going to run up the middle. Second down, they're going to run to the outside. And third down, they're going to expect a pass somewhere. So, I mean, he's gotten this far, got so many coaches promoted, and, you know, he's just a winner. Like
but,
I said, you but, can't,
okay.
you can't.
You're leaving out a big part of the 2023 season, and that's that Jalen Hurts pretty much sucked. And I will push back a little bit on the fact.
No, he didn't really. He
led the league in turnovers for like 23 straight games. He sucked.
Yeah,
I'm not,
were,
dude.
Like,
took a safety like, in the playoff game against the Bucs. He was not good in 2023. You're not going to convince me otherwise. And the other thing is, because hang on just one second. I don't necessarily agree with the fact that, sure, you can say he got Shane Steichen a job. He was great in 2022, MVP runner-up. Did Jalen get Kellen Moore the job, or was the Eagles' offense having a 2,000-yard rusher?
What I'm saying is Jalen can win with a competent coordinator.
So his supporting cast matters.
Well, every team that makes it to the playoffs has a supporting cast. I don't care what you say.
Okay.
They all have a supporting cast. Mm-hmm. It's whether you can win. At the end of the day.
But the Eagles win, right? And, like, I don't think he necessarily was the biggest reason that Kellen Moore just got a head coaching job this year, being the 28th, 29th ranked passing offense in the NFL.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I really don't.
Well, do you think the Saints? Hired Kellen Moore off of the Eagles' passing game last year?
It's because of play call and decision making in crucial times. Like that's why we lost to Tampa Bay. We had no answers. Our coordinator had no answers.
Yeah, and Hurts took one of the worst safeties I've ever seen.
So that point you made there, Clarence.
Okay, but that happened.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this year now, and Clarence, good phone call. I think this year is going to be super interesting on how Hurts plays because. The pattern, And I'm not saying Petullo can't break the pattern, but the pattern has been when they go from outside the organization to find the right coordinator, Steichen and then Kellen Moore, it's worked.
Yeah.
When Sirianni's promoted from within, which was one time, Ben Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. Brian Johnson. Yeah. That didn't work. And so, now we're promoting from within again. So let's hope that pattern is broken. Otherwise, this will not be a great year.
Yeah, and I'm choosing to be more optimistic about that. Because I think the key distinction here is Brian Johnson was, for lack of a better term, Jalen's guy.
Yep.
Petullo's Sirianni's guy. I think Sirianni's been grooming Petullo for this role for a while now.
Well, he brought him up in every press conference for 5 years.
Right. Yeah. Him and Jason Michael. You hear a lot about those
guys. Next coordinator, Jason Michael.
That's right. But I have reason to believe that the Petullo thing will work out a lot better than the Brian Johnson thing. Now, not that the bar is very high, but I feel a lot better about Petullo than I did Brian Johnson.
I do, too. But, I mean, Brian Johnson was talked about highly when they gave him the job, right? People are like, he's the next head coach down the line. And maybe he still will be. Remember, Brian Johnson went to Washington last year and was part of that staff.
And I had people telling me that
it was Brian Johnson.
Well, you should have never let Brian Johnson go.
Well, no, but he was... Was he? He might have been scapegoated a little bit for what happened.
Probably.
Yeah, even our last caller basically blamed the whole season on
him. And again, he's not in the OC role there with Washington. He's probably better suited to not be a play caller, play designer, et cetera.
And maybe he was just early. Maybe he's going to get there late.
He was only in the NFL for 1 year before becoming the OC.
And he was like, what, 35? He's young.
Like,
I mean, he's a young guy. He could be a head coach 5 years from now. Who knows? Ben in Chalfont. What's up, Ben?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Yeah, I just calling in about the Hurts thing. Obviously, you know, it's craziness, but I'm not calling in to debate or anything. I just had one question. I just wanted to know, who do you guys think is more likely to win Super Bowl next, Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen? Again, I'm not here to argue or anything.
Probably Hurts.
Just wanted to hear you guys.
The Eagles are the Eagles.
They're
back.
I would say the Eagles are more likely to win a Super Bowl next than the Bills, considering the fact that they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I hear you, for sure. I just didn't know, you know, him going to how many championship games in the next X amount of years or the last few years, but thank you. I had one question, so I wanted to hear.
You got it, Ben. And so, I mean, part of that goes back to what I was saying to one of our callers, I think it was Israel, it's like, just play out this year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to get to the Super Bowl, and I think the NFC's pretty good right now, but Jalen Hurts could have to play Jared Goff and the Lions, and that's a big challenge. They're good if they're healthy, but... You know, to get to the Super Bowl, Allen probably has to once again beat both Jackson and Mahomes.
Yeah, right. And the Bills need to surround him with a better team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm just like, to keep the same energy, the teams are winning the Super Bowl. It's not Josh Allen winning the Super Bowl. This isn't golf. This isn't tennis where they're going head-to-head. It's not an individual sport. Like, Josh Allen needs a defense. He needs a running game. He needs wide receivers. Like, just like every quarterback does to win. But when you're ranking them and pitting them against each other... That's where you try to, because, you know, people get upset about what ifs and stuff because they're not the reality. Mm. And I understand that. But we're looking at this from a perspective of how do we compare these guys? And when you compare these guys, you have to do the best you can to put it in a vacuum or of like the similar set of circumstances, because that's where you can really tell who's better.
Yeah, and I think that's what is the most challenging for Jalen Hurts. Like, when we talk about Jalen Hurts, because he does things that are different than a lot of quarterbacks. There's unique things. We had the tush push brought up earlier, and he's won a lot. And I think sometimes people hear it as we don't think he's a reason why they win. He was the biggest reason.
He's a reason.
That they were be able to dominate those last two games, right? If he didn't play well, those would have been close games.
Yeah.
He's like the tipping point. Like, when he plays well, they really are unstoppable.
It was exactly what we could have asked for him to be in the championship game and the Super Bowl. Because, look, let's face it. All season long, we were wondering, when's the team going to key in and try and stop Barkley and make Jalen Hurts throw to beat you? And does it not say anything to people that the Chiefs, Steve Spagnuolo, one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, sold out to stop the running back and dared the quarterback to beat him? And to Jalen Hurts' credit, he was able to beat him.
Yeah, and that's why the Eagles are so good, because if Jalen plays like that, they really, like, at least last year, they were unbeatable.
Yep.
Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, look, man, I'm not going to argue that Josh and Jalen debate, man. My man, what was his name, Israel?
Israel, yes.
Yeah, that was funny, man. Yo, so he said that Josh couldn't win, even though it was the defense's fault, right? Like, the defense, you know, couldn't stop Patton. That last, 13 seconds, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what's the difference when the Eagles was in the Super Bowl and people saying that my man needed Saquon to win, but yet he put us in a position, but the defense couldn't stop Patrick Mahomes, and Bradberry had that holding call, and he never got the ball back. But people still want to say that my man needed Saquon to win the Super Bowl. What's the difference?
Well, so here's what I would say, Jay. I can't speak for anybody else, but I didn't think Jalen wasn't a winner after the first Super Bowl. Like that, the Israel saying Josh Allen's a loser because he can't win in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, yeah, no.
Like,
no.
I know he's tripping. But I never felt that about Jalen. I wouldn't have said that about Jalen after the first Super Bowl that he's a loser because he couldn't win that game. I mean the defense. Now look,
not a loser, but I've heard too many people say that. You know, and I don't know if Kyle said it too, but like I've heard too many WIP people say that Jalen needed Saquon to win the Super Bowl. Now, if that's the argument, cool, but don't tell me that Josh Allen didn't beat Patrick Mahomes because of his defense, and then tell me that my man Jalen needed Saquon to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the Jalen needed Saquon to win the Super Bowl. Like, we just saw him go to the Super Bowl with Miles Sanders. Like, the Eagles' offensive line and running game is what it is. Now, Saquon brought it up an extra notch for sure. I think where I would go is, Jalen Hurts needed the defense. The Eagles needed the defense to win that Super Bowl. And that's the difference between the Super Bowl they lost in 2022 and this one. I mean, that was as clear as day. The defense kicked Patrick Mahomes' ass.
Because he played well in both games.
Correct.
Yeah,
Mahomes went up and down the field on the defense in 2022. The key difference was the defense.
But my man scored 30. So I understand what you're saying. But he scored 35 in the game. So he didn't need the Eagles.
No, Jalen was incredible in 2022 Super Bowl. He was amazing.
He didn't need the Eagles defense that we had this year, number one. He didn't need all that. He just needed
the No, you're right. In that year, he needed just a little bit better. But you get what I'm saying. Like, the difference between the win and the loss is the defense. Like, that's why, to me, it speaks to the fact that it's the ultimate team game. And it's not attributing the wins to just one guy. It's not a fair way to evaluate it.
Good call, Jay. One thing I think that we forget sometimes is, like, each year's different. So we say a player's name, like, they needed help.
Right.
The 2022 Jalen didn't need Saquon Barkley.
No.
Last year's Jalen, now, sure, in the Super Bowl, you probably could have had 100 different running backs. They still win the game, right? Because he was so good and the defense was so good. But they don't get to where they got to without Saquon last year.
No.
No, so, like, think about the regular season, think about the first two playoff games. If that's Miles Sanders, I'm not even sure they make the title game.
Yeah, and also, like, consider this in the game. What's the Chiefs' defense look like if they're not selling out to try and stop Saquon Barkley, right? Like, right? Does that become a little bit harder on Jalen Hurts to throw the ball?
Of course it does. Yeah. I mean, he played great in that game, but, like, they don't get to that stage if we don't have the Saquon season as part of it. All right, let's check in with you people today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Many saying today, Kyle has the best clues that they've heard so far.
Wow, we
show.
Gotta tell Hugh when he gets back because that's gonna hit.
Many are saying it. That's it was actually just one person.
Oh, okay, so. that counts as many.
Yep. I'm not shaving the mustache. Quit asking me to do it.
Are they like? Can we put a bet on it?
It's not for you.
Okay,
the mustache isn't for you. I'm sorry. I love you, people. You're not the reason I have a mustache.
Okay,
not shaving the stash. Kyle sounds like a pissed off Delco mom. I don't know where the mom part came in. That one feels
off
like
Delco,
a dig.
Yeah, fits.
But pissed off Delco guy, yeah, for sure. The mom thing, a little bit offensive.
Yeah, that was the purpose of it.
Yeah. I'm only reading this one just because I never heard this phrasing of it before.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody said, Kyle, you have to go bald. Like, come on home.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not balding. I just have a big hairline.
Yeah.
Had this my entire life. Not balding. But the way that they said this last part, don't let your hair get the last word.
Wow. And you know what? I never thought about it that way. That's what I did. So I was balding in the back, and I didn't like the bald spot. Mm-hmm. And I had, so it was stages for me. First, I just went shorter, right? Then I started like buzzing it, but you still saw the bald spot. And then I decided to come home not to let my hair get the last laugh.
Let your hair get the last word.
No,
at least by their perception, I have been. I thought this one was good. You guys suck, and your opinions don't matter.
That might be the new tagline for the show.
Yeah. Our opinions don't matter. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Neither do yours, then.
But no. Right? Well, no, none of ours do.
But they're all fun to talk about.
But we're just talking about sports.
Yes.
Your opinions don't matter. Thanks for the reminder. I know they don't. Dumbest thing Joe has ever said, and I cannot understate the significance of that.
What part of the show was that from?
Well, that was in the beginning. Oh, yeah, with the home run derby thing, yeah.
It was fun, okay? Why do we have to hate fun all the time? I get it. It would be different in Mickey Mouse, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I just like the fact that
I feel like I've said dumber things.
Yeah. Right, well, but That's the kicker there, is that like the significance of that being the dumbest thing you said,
yeah,
it carries a lot of weight.
It does.
Because implies you've made a lot of stupid statements before.
Right, and this one was, it felt like it was like there was no real stakes to it. Yeah. They're probably never going to do this. Yep. It just was silly.
And this is, I love this analogy for the, we talked about the zombie runner, yeah, as opposed to
Manfred,
like how different it is from a swing derby or the home run derby, the swing off, whatever you want to call it. Joe wants to take a lollipop shaped like a turd and turn it into a turd flavored lollipop. See, I would rather eat the lollipop shaped like a turd than a turd flavored lollipop.
That's a tough look either way. I agree with the overall premise.
That was a good analogy.
It is, yeah. It's an uncomfortable snack either way. Just put it that way.
Turd flavored lollipop. That's the swing off. The lollipop shaped like a turd. It's still the lollipop.
Yeah, it is. But the shape's not good.
The shape is turd like. Yeah. All right. Couple suggestions here to finish this thing off. Mm. What do we think of a mascot swing off?
So you got the Fanatic against Blooper.
Yeah, Blooper versus the Fanatic.
Is Mr. Met available after you fell off stage?
Should be dealing with a nice long IL stint.
Yeah,
after tumbling off the stage, the Lumineers.
I can't get enough of that video, Mr. Met just tumbling off.
It's great. It's so LOL Mets. And then the last one. I love this idea, and we've had some sort of iteration of this via Rod. But how about an ABS for bad takes at WIP?
Well,
we get to tap our heads.
Oh, my goodness. How many challenges are allowed per show? Could you imagine if there was a buzzing system every time someone heard a bad take? You know how we have to play the emergency broadcast sounder?
Yeah,
we just play the whole show.
We'd have to rein it in a little bit with the amount, but I like the idea of, like, hold on.
Like, if you had a buzzer back there every time you didn't like a take from a caller or one of us.
Oh, yeah. No.
It would be bad radio.
Yeah.
Today with the Jalen stuff, it would just be constant.
Yeah. Well,
we could, though, to have one of those when Hughes starts going on his defense, the luxury, not a necessity thing, that'd be good.
That's where we need that's the ABS.
Yes. Yeah.
So we did have the challenge system where you throw the challenge flag.
Yes.
But an ABS. We got to think about how we might have to work that
I do
one
like
out.
That yep. one. All right. Let's wrap it up by talking about a Twitter question here. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, here's the final results of the polls. Would you be open to ending a real MLB game with a home run derby? Yes, 28%. No, at 72%. And then would it be crazy to put Ben Simmons on the Sixers quarter century top five? Yes, at 82%. No, at 18%.
I got to throw one more quick one in here from you people,
just
because this one came in right at the buzzer about Luke. Guy's got a voice for opera and a face for metal.
Well, now you should feel like you've made it. You
Stop
people
that.
Rich.
Yep. Yep. Good
I
job,
gotta
Luke.
Say your voice, Luke. When now I'm working with you and seeing you.
Less impressive.
Well, not less impressive. I just it's more like it flows and it's normal. When I hear you just on the radio, it's like wow.
Yeah, it makes more sense when you can at least match it to you as opposed to like I'm listening to God from the movies.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. He's a regular person.
But then people have also said it doesn't match how I look at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think the more, well, maybe you need
maybe,
to
maybe if you're a little taller or bigger, yeah.
I think the more I get to watch him speak, the more I'm like, this makes
sense.
That's
why, yeah.
And like 280, yes. It would make more sense.
Yeah. Like the big show, the old wrestler. Yeah. Like something like that. All right, everyone, you guys have a great rest of your day. Who's in now? Is it Broads?
I think it's Broads.
Broads is back. Broads is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.